There are more lines of code running through computers in the modern car than there are in an F-35 fighter jet, and there's concern those computers can be hacked. TPR tech reporter Paul Flav takes a look at why the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio developed software to protect your vehicle.
Someone hacking into your car probably isn't trying to get your financial data, but the results could be far more damaging.
Okay, hold on tight. Hold on. Oh,
that's Wired Magazine's Andy Greenberg being gently driven into a ditch by a couple of hackers. These guys could cut his brakes, turn off his transmission, turn on or off just about every function in the car while they sat in a living room miles away, all by hacking into the computer for the car's entertainment system and installing a software update. Some car manufacturers are taking this seriously. Here's what GM CEO Mary Barra said at a tech summit last year.
Cybersecurity is one of the most serious challenges we face, and we need to make it an industry priority.
Modern cars have between 50 and 100 computers that run everything from your dome light to your automatic transmission. And as cars become more complex, those computers need to be updated.
If you can exploit an update system, it is like the golden entryway into the system.
That's NYU professor of engineering Justin Kappos. All the computers are networked, but made by different vendors, he says. Without any cybersecurity standards, he says it's getting easier and easier to hack a car computer. Right now, it's just researchers who are doing it.
But it would not surprise me if we started to see people with more criminal intent or nation-state actors start to launch these types of attacks in the near future.
Kappos says if you can hack into one car computer, you can probably hack into a fleet of the same car. He and his collaborators have released what may be the beginnings of protection for those vulnerable computer update systems. Uptane is the name of the software just released, and according to collaborator Cameron Mott from the Southwest Research Institute, the car crash Wired magazine demonstrated would never have happened with Uptane.
That update would have been detected and refused by the ECU. It would have been able to perform its own protection against that kind of particular attack.
That's the hope, anyway. Mott, Kappos, and their research teams are asking white hat or ethical hackers to tear their anti-hacking protection apart and find vulnerabilities.
Already, there's been some investigations into the code that have then resulted in someone suggesting an improvement that could be made that was accepted.
This isn't a silver bullet, they say. It's the beginning, and this is the ideal time. Car hacking is in its infancy. As cars become more complex with computers that allow driverless vehicles and greater internet connectivity, remote software updates will proliferate.
This is that perfect spot for being able to incorporate these kinds of elements into the design process and make sure that things are being future-proofed.
The Uptane software isn't ready to be put in cars yet, but when it is, researchers hope automakers and parts manufacturers take advantage of it. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.